From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The top staff of Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign have resigned en masse. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, their departure raises the question of whether the Gingrich campaign, rocky from the start, can go on.
Gingrich's entire staff in Iowa, his national consultants, and his longtime aide Rick Tyler have resigned. This occurred just as Gingrich came back from a controversial vacation in the Greek islands with his wife Callista. The Greek cruise was seen as yet another political problem for the former House Speaker, who had raised eyebrows when it was discovered he had once had a charge account at Tiffany's with a balance of over $250,000. Gingrich's former aides in Iowa complained that he wasn't doing what was necessary to get his campaign off the ground. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary nominee Leon Panetta says he thinks U.S. troops should stay in Iraq past the end of the year if Baghdad asks. He called for a careful drawdown of troops from Afghanistan, scheduled to start next month, and for U.S. allies to stay the course against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
I think there are some signs that if we continue the pressure, if we stick with it, that ultimately Gaddafi will step down.
The CIA director addressing the Senate Armed Services Committee today, he is seeking Senate confirmation to succeed Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Abu Dhabi is hosting a meeting on a post-civil war Libya. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is there.
Clinton says she's aware that people close to Gaddafi have been making overtures to negotiate his departure, but she says there's still no clear path forward. She says momentum is building against him.
We have very good reason to believe that time is on our side, so long as we sustain the pressure.
She was speaking after a meeting of the so-called contact group on Libya. Clinton said there's growing support for the rebel government, the Transitional National Council. A new funding mechanism was launched to help get aid and loans to the TNC. Italy, Turkey, Kuwait, and Qatar were among the countries promising hundreds of millions of dollars after the council agreed that a future Libyan government would pay back any loans. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.
President Obama is promising federal help to Arizona, saying as much in a phone call to Governor Jan Brewer, whose state is enduring its second largest ever wildfire. The wallow blaze in eastern Arizona's White Mountains is 525 square miles, forcing thousands of residents to evacuate. Robbie Rabideau is staying at a Red Cross shelter for people with special needs, worrying whether her home will survive this fire.
I had just bought my first trailer at my very own home, and it's still parked over in Springerville, and I've been worried about being left homeless if it burns.
Fire officials say there's no immediate threat to power lines affecting three states. Dow is up 75. This is NPR News. The U.S. trade deficit is narrowing. In April, the gap shrank by 6.7%, bolstered by higher exports, but continued trouble in the jobs market. Jobless claims rose last week to 427,000. More from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Analysts expected the Labor Department's jobless claims numbers to decline slightly. Instead, they ticked up. The fact that jobless claims for unemployment insurance keep registering above 400,000 reinforces that the labor market remains stagnant and weak. People are still losing their jobs, but the Labor Department's report last week indicated businesses are also reluctant to hire in large enough numbers to get people back to work. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Some 275,000 nonprofit groups have lost their tax-exempt status for failing to file required forms with the Internal Revenue Service. Tax experts think most of the groups are defunct, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The IRS has been warning nonprofits for several years that it would revoke their tax-exempt status unless they filed a newly required tax form. The move is in part an effort to clean out the agency's files, which include the names of many nonprofits that no longer exist. But the National Council of Nonprofits worries that some small volunteer-run groups might be affected because they were unaware of the new requirement. The IRS says that legitimate organizations can apply to get their tax-exempt status reinstated. Some names on the list appear to reflect changes in tax-exempt operations. The Georgetown University Alumni Association, for example, is listed under a tax ID number that it doesn't use now for fundraising. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.